up, family? We are back for the season 3 premiere of Just Another Black Girl Podcast. I know it's been a minute. Please don't be mad at me. Life was lifing the last year or so. Life was lifing. But we are back, and we're back in action, and I'm so excited for y'all to go on this journey with me. So without further ado, welcome back, and we're going to get into it. As always, I'm never alone in these episodes. I do have two very special guests with me. They are new to the show, so I'm going to give them a minute to introduce themselves, and then we're going to get into it.
Hey!
That was great.
Whichever one of y'all
want to
go first.
Hey, it's your girl Kamaya. You can follow me on Instagram at Kamaya Lachey. You know the vibes.
That's the Instagram shout out. What up? This is your girl AD, Adrian. You can call me AD though.
Period.
Okay. So the title of this episode is called Hello. The reason why I decided to name it that is because we are saying hello to a new year. Period. 2024, man. That's insane to even say out loud. 2024. Wow. So, but yeah, this episode is just going to be talking about what are our goals for the new year? What are some things that we learned last year? How did we change? How do we evolve? If we changed or evolved?
Oof.
and what does this year, hopefully, in God's will, look like for us? So, you had to describe 2023 in three words or less. What would they be?
Ooh. Man, where to start? Three words. Let's see. Come on, I feel like you're much quicker finding your words.
I'm trying to think myself.
Okay. I would say understanding myself more.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so it's like a three-word sentence, not three separate words?
Well, I mean, you
it don't have to
three
be.
Separate
that's
words.
Just how I thought of it.
Come on. I like how your brain works. Mm-hmm. Let's see, if I had to pick three words to describe 2023, I would say forgiveness, love, and endurance.
That's a good one. I would say acceptance. Definitely forgiveness. Heavy on forgiveness.
Heavy.
Acceptance, forgiveness, and solitude.
Ooh.
Okay, great.
Oof.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious, like, where each of your words stem from. Like, what your brain thought of.
Okay. I'll go first. So I said understanding myself more. Because I feel like in 2023, I, like, accomplished a lot, but it came with, like, a lot of growth. Like, I didn't, especially coming to college, because it was my freshman year, I didn't really know much about myself in the realm of, like, other people.
Yeah.
Because I'm an only child, so I've always been surrounded by people who really thought like me for the most part. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like understanding myself more, like, I was put in spaces, like, I was doing a lot, but, like, understanding my habits, understanding how I think, how I learn, how I deal with other people, like, I feel like I just did so much of that in 2023. So, like, going into 2024, I really have that in mind when I'm dealing with people, places, and things.
Yeah, that's really good. Wow.
Yep.
I said acceptance because there was a lot of things. I always try to live by the phrase that I will change the things that I can't accept and accept the things that I can't change. And a lot of things that there was just some stuff that, like, I had to accept that, like, I can't change it. I can't change the journey that God is putting me on. I can't change the people that he decides to take out of my life. The people that were in my life, I can't change them, so I have to change them. And when I say that, there's a phrase that my mom used to always tell me and my sister and my brother, that if you can't change the friends you hang around with, then change the friends that you hang around with.
Ooh, I like that.
And I never really understood. I knew what she meant,
right,
but I never really understood it in depth until last year, where it was just like, these people that I'm around all the time that I call my quote unquote family or whatever, some of y'all are just not
not it.
Yeah.
Y'all are not it. Like,
sadly.
Yeah, sadly. Because me, I'm a very, I'm getting out of it slowly but surely, but I'm a very codependent person. Like, once I have you in my life, I depend on you. I don't like being alone. I don't like being alone. I'm slowly but surely learning how to do it, and I actually kind of like it. But it was something that I had to accept about myself, is that I didn't like being alone. Mm-hmm. And so no matter how somebody may have treated me, or I felt, I knew that I was being treated badly because I didn't want to lose people. Mm-hmm. I accepted what they gave me.
Yeah.
So with that acceptance came, like, just having to accept that, yeah, it sucks that you're going to be out of my life, but baby, I got to find some type of peace. And
right.
You don't bring me that, so you have to go.
Right.
Forgiveness, with that acceptance also came with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I had to do a lot of forgiving of myself and of others last year.
True.
My last year was the first time I had spoken to my brother in 2 years, my eldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
After my dad passed away, I did not speak to my brother. My dad's been gone for, it'll be 3 years in August, but my dad has mm-hmm. been gone for 2 years. I stopped speaking to my brother September 11th of 2021. So it's been like two years before I had talked to my eldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of just like hurt and pain that was in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That it was just like, I have to forgive you. For the simple fact is, I don't want life to happen
mm-hmm.
because life happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't that opportunity for me to tell you that I forgive you and I love
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there was just things that I had to forgive myself for. Especially when it came to my relationships with people, I forgave myself for being so weak in those moments to not know that I deserved better.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgave other people for not treating me better. But I had to realize that forgiveness, as much as we hear it and it sounds cliche, it's so true. Forgiveness is not for other people.
It's for yourself,
you.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness heals so much. And I really did not learn this until last year. Forgiveness heals so much of you that you can see those same individuals who might have done you so
dirty.
Wrong,
yes.
And you can see them and say, I want nothing but the best for you.
Yeah, you're
mm-hmm.
human.
And there are so many people right now,
I'm
telling them exactly who I'm talking about.
Right.
We ain't got to name no names.
But there are certain individuals even now that have done me the dirtiest, and I can look at them and say, I want nothing but the best for you. I hope God
mm-hmm.
blesses you in everything that you touch and pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was not in this healing space that I'm in, I would not be able to say that to them. I actually would probably want to fight them if we're being quite
on site.
It would be a problem every time I see, but because of the space that I'm somewhat in right now, I can be able to look at those individuals and say, I pray that you get everything that you touch.
Right.
I pray that everything that you touch, you pursue it. And then the last one was solitude. I say last year was really my year of solitude, coming out of undergrad and being like, not to toot my own horn or anything, but being big dog on campus, being, you know, Chelsea the Zeta, Chelsea the BSU president, Chelsea
right.
MPHC woman of the year. Like,
yeah,
not, again, not to be arrogant, but like when it came to the black things on campus or just being on campus in general, you couldn't really say
right.
anything black without saying my name. And so
mm-hmm.
coming out of undergrad and just being Chelsea and having to figure
yes.
out who she was, it was a journey because... Yeah, I'm still a Zeta, but like I'm not on campus no more.
Yeah.
So unless y'all see me posting about it, y'all hear me talking about it every 5 minutes, you're not gonna know that. I'm not on campus no more. So unless you hear me talking about being BAC or MPAC president, you're not gonna know that I did that.
Right.
So it was trying to figure out who is Chelsea with all of these titles. Who is Chelsea when she is just Chelsea Renee Fitzpatrick?
Right.
And so figuring that out was hard. And then not only that, but I call it my year of solitude because coming out of undergrad, a lot of those people that you are, you know, always around, you know, your friends that you're always around, you're around them because y'all are in the
same
school together.
Yeah.
Most of y'all live on
right.
campus together, so you
right.
see them all the time. And so coming out of that and, you know, moving back in with my mom, and just not being able to see those people anymore and really just having to sit with yourself, it was just like, okay, well, who are you?
Yeah.
Who is this person? And how do you define who she is? And how do you go about searching for who she was? So I say that 2023 was definitely an eye-opening year for me.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Wow. You know, Chelsea, that resonates with me so much. Like, literally, as you were talking, I'm like, yes, yes,
right.
yes, yes. Yes, I chose forgiveness for one of many of the same reasons as you, forgiving other people, but also forgiving myself. That was the hardest part because I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I've hurt a lot of people unintentionally. You know, I've hurt myself unintentionally, didn't even realize it. And so kind of forgiving myself, forgiving others, and letting go of that guilt, letting go of that hurt, and just making sure I'm doing everything from a clean heart. Like you said, forgiving people's for yourself and being able to move like that and see somebody that you despise, like, and then you're able to then come around and wish them nothing but the best, and even look at them as human, be like, even if you don't, I would have never done you the way you did me, I can see, you know, why you might have done this and that. Like, being able to just view life clearly like that, it just, forgiveness was a big thing for me as well this year. And understanding that, you know, that God forgives, so can I. You know, God forgives me, so I can too. And just knowing that, you know, he doesn't judge me. And so I don't have to judge myself as harshly as I was. It was really big for me this year. I'm going to be honest, y'all. I can't remember my other two words. Anybody else remember? I know it was like forgiveness.
Endurance.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I remember endurance.
Oh, man, yeah. I endured so much this year. So I don't know if you guys know, but I was actually homeless for a little part of this year.
Wow.
And I'm such a refuse to ask for help kind of girl. So I was doing it on my own, whether that was living in my car, sleeping on couches, you know, staying at hotels for a night. By the way, hotels do not charge what they used to. You used to get a hotel for $60 a night. Now you can't do anything less than $180. It's crazy. Like,
it's Indiana.
What exactly.
What is this little motel?
Right. Exactly.
Indiana.
Exactly.
Humble yourself.
Yes. So just enduring that, learning how to maneuver through life and not stop just because you have things going on, and keeping my mind right, and just enduring love and love lost, and you know, family members dying. I had a friend that committed suicide this year. Rest in peace to her soul. I won't say her name for her privacy, but I endured a lot of things this year that I thought would break me. During the moment, I really thought, like, how am I going to get through this? Like, it was just so much pain. And being able to endure that and stand where I'm standing now, and look at myself now and think back, like, that actually happened this year. Like, and that was not that long ago. And I'm just like, dang, like, and I'm already over it. Which is why one of my tattoos, it says, "This too shall pass." It's what my mom says to me every time I'm going through something. And she's so right. Like, when I was homeless, I never thought it was going to get any better. And then look at me now. I almost forgot that even happened this year, type shit. So, I don't know. Endurance for me was really big this year. My last word, I think. Oh, it was love.
Yeah.
One of my words was love. And, you know, I had an unhealthy relationship with love for a long time because I struggled from codependency and enmeshment, being enmeshed with the people around me. And I have very unhealthy boundaries with my friends, with family, with even people that I love, just didn't know clear boundaries and how to set them and how to respect when someone else sets them. And, you know, I had to learn the kind of not all love is good love. And there is a such thing as too much love, and there is a such thing as being overbearing. And, you know, kind of separating what I thought of love and what actually healthy love is, and just learning from that. And then also learning that everybody shows their love differently.
Right.
I used to get so hurt if someone didn't show love to me the way I show love. But it's like, that doesn't mean that they don't love you, that they don't care about you. It just means they don't show it that way. So kind of healing that part of me, too. Like, why do you feel so unloved, even though you have all these people? I mean, you can't mention my name, but everybody's like, oh, everybody loves Adrian. I'm loved by so many people. And it's like, how can that be true? And then also you don't think anybody loves you. So kind of just healing my idea of love and my understanding of it this year was really big for me.
That was really good. I love that. So the second question is, that was still the first question. Question is, what is one thing that you wish you could have changed last year?
For me, probably nothing. I just feel like everything has led me to where I am today, and I wouldn't change anything about where I am today, regardless of, like, because I made a lot of mistakes last year. I had a lot of moments where I just had, like, some breakdowns. I had a lot of moments where I just wasn't kind of, like, loving myself how I should have been. But I literally would change nothing. Like, even at times now, I get to the place where I'm like, dang, I wish I was at this place in my life for everything. But I feel like every single step I've taken has led me to where I am today. And just, like, looking at where I am right now in this moment, like, and where I'm headed for this year, it's just, like, I wouldn't change a single thing.
I And I love that for you, Kamaya.
Thank you.
I feel the same way. Like, though I wouldn't... I do believe that everything that has happened so far in my life has led me to where I am now and the woman that I'm standing as at this moment. But I will say, mm-hmm. I'm learning some repeated lessons mm-hmm. that life has already tried to show me. Right. And had I listened in 2019, right. I wouldn't have been experiencing it in 2023.
Right.
So right. I do think that had I listened to those lessons that I learned a few years back, mm-hmm. I could have saved myself a little bit of hurt and pain this year. I think one of the things that, you know, I wish I would have done better, or I can't remember exactly how you phrased the question, but one of the things that if I could go back, I would do better would be listening to my intuition and allowing people to show me who they are the first time, you know, and I don't even think that necessarily has to be a bad thing. Like, oh, you know, you're an ain't shit person. Like, it's not even right. necessarily that, but I feel like when a person shows you who they are, you should believe them. And I'm such an optimistic person. I love that about myself. But in some ways it's like, okay, like, you're too optimistic. Like, at some point, there's just no reason to keep being right. optimistic about a person mm-hmm. if they've shown you this, this, and this. And it could just be that those qualities don't match with me and what I want out of anybody that's in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I just will completely throw it away. Like, nope, not a big deal. Let's keep going. Let's keep pushing. And it's mm-hmm. not always the answer. Mm-hmm. And I used to fear letting go. Like you said, I'd rather have people in my life than not have them. And mm-hmm. what I realized was I was attached to the comfort of that chaos
yep.
versus the uncertainty of being in solitude and just, right. you know, being standing alone and kind of just having my own back. I realized I found comfort in the peace and the chaos because I knew kind of what to expect, what was coming, and how that person was gonna move versus just what would my life be like without them. And so, you know, next in 2024, this year, I'm definitely going to listen to my intuition. I'm going to allow people to show me who they are. I'm going to actually listen. I always want the best for people. I always see their potential and the best version of them. And, you know, that's fine, but love them from a distance mm-hmm. is what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
And you can still see that same potential in them, but I don't have to necessarily be in the mix getting hurt by them. So that's mine.
I wouldn't necessarily say, okay, so yeah, I think I want to rephrase the question. Not necessarily something that I would have changed last year because I tried to not live life in regret. But two things that I wish I would have done better is, one, my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my faith wavered a lot last year mm-hmm. just because of a lot of the things that I went through and forgetting who's brought me as far as I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just a human thing. I think oftentimes yeah. as humans, we get so caught up in the tests and trials that we go through when we forget that the reason why we're even being able to go through these tests and trials or being able to even stand in the midst of everything that we're standing in through is because of God. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest things that I could have done better and I want to do better this year is mm-hmm. working on my faith. Secondly, kind of going off of what Adrian said, is believing people when they show you who they are the first time and not necessarily falling in love with the potential of somebody.
Yes.
I think I did that whether it was romantic, platonic, and yes. my friendships or my family. I fell in love or I loved the potential mm-hmm. of the people that were in my life and not necessarily the loving person. The person themselves.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
And I think that that is where a lot of my heartbreak came from is because I see so much in you and mm-hmm. I see that I know that you can do this and I know that you can be this person and I know you can be this great person because you show me aspects of this.
Right.
But are you this actual person?
No, right.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing that I wish I would have done better last year and I want to do better on this year is believing people when they show you who they are the first time.
Absolutely.
And it's going to suck. It's going to hurt.
It's going to suck. It is not fun.
It's not, especially within right. your friendships. I don't yes. think people talk about the enough, like
right.
how much friendship breakups hurt
yes.
just as much as relationship breakups hurt. Yes. Especially when you've been friends with people for so long and you consider them your family. Your sister, your brother. And then they show you who they are,
mm-hmm.
or they've always been this person, but you're finally taking off the blinders to see it, and it's like, dang,
mm-hmm.
I gotta back up off of you.
Right.
Right.
But because you've been attached to this person for so long, it's like, okay, well, who am I without this person?
And yeah.
That's another thing. Okay, so I take that back. So the third thing is something that I started seeing myself do more that I want to see myself continue to do this year is finding happiness within Chelsea, mm-hmm. and not in her friendships or her relationship,
absolutely.
Or her family, but finding that happiness within herself, which is also finding that happiness within God. Mm-hmm. Because when you find that happiness within your relationship with God, I personally feel like you find that happiness within yourself.
Absolutely.
So that leads me to my next question. What are your goals for this year?
Whew. Oh, I go. Okay. My goals for this year are to build. Mm-hmm. I feel like this year is like my building year. Like, I see so much for myself. Just being a sophomore and just going into my junior year of college, and like, time is flying. I literally just want to build. I want to grow. I want to learn more about myself. And then I just want to like give myself grace, like understand mm-hmm. that I don't have to be so hard on myself. Like, at times I can be like my biggest like critic, but just really just loving myself. And also my main thing for this year is like keeping with healthy habits, because mm-hmm. like sometimes I watched this video and it was this guy talking about falling in love with like the goal instead of the habits that are attaining that goal. So like I will fall in love with like getting somewhere mm-hmm. instead of like what was helping me get there. So when I really realized like, okay, I want to fall in love with what's helping me get there, so I can keep doing it even after I reach the goal. So that's just the main thing I want to do this year, like build just so many healthy habits that like regardless of what's happening, I have those.
Yeah, absolutely. That's mm-hmm. so, I'm so glad you said that too, because I feel like a lot of us do that. Like mm-hmm. we have this end goal and we see this end product and we're in love with the idea of that, but not necessarily the work to get there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like the getting up early, the eating clean, the doing this and that, like the right. small habits that would help us get to that goal. Like right. we just have our eye on the prize kind of. Yeah, that was really good. Come on.
Yeah.
I would say for me, kind of similar with the building healthy habits, that's definitely one of my goals this year. I'm trying to think small, because I always, like we just said, I always think really mm-hmm. big, the really big final product. And I wanna fall in love with the smaller steps. So even little things like making my bed every morning mm-hmm. and getting up early, going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of building those healthy habits, that's one of my goals this year. And then my goal is to also love myself. I'm mm-hmm. such a lover girl. I love to love on people. Mm-hmm. Like, that is just genuinely, I really feel like I'm just made on this earth to love other people. Right. And that's great. But right. I also think I need to pour some of that love back into myself. Because I've noticed when I'm not loving somebody else, I'm just like, what to do next? And it's just like I'm just like constantly looking mm-hmm. at pour that love into somebody else.
Right.
And it's like, girl, pour into your own cup. Like, that's okay sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have so much love to give. So it's like, it's not like there's a scarcity. Like, I can pour love into myself and still have plenty to give other people.
Right.
So that's going to be one of my main focuses this year as well.
I would say, again, one of my main goals is working on my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. I think over the last few years, I can take accountability and say I haven't done the best, even when the Lord has continued to bless me with things, such as graduating, getting into my career, you know, blessing people outside of me, but that I've prayed for.
Yeah.
I still don't think that I've gave everything to Him,
mm-hmm.
even though He still continuously gave everything to me. And so that's something that I definitely want to work on, is making God my main and one priority, and allowing everything else to fall afterwards.
Absolutely, because it will.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the second thing I think is just getting my physical health together.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, getting my physical health together.
Yeah.
Definitely that, and also just focusing on my mental health, continuing to focus on that, but also getting back into my passions. I think because of a lot of the things that I went through last year, I let my passions fall to the wayside, like this podcast and doing things that I was doing for my ministry group, as mm-hmm. well as mm-hmm. you know, doing things for but yeah, doing things for my ministry group and doing this podcast, I let singing even, like I let a lot of my passions mm-hmm. go to the wayside because I was so consumed with the things that I was going through. So that is another one of my goals, is getting back into my passions and putting God at the forefront of that.
Amen.
So
right.
I think those are my main three goals that I would like to do this year. Well, I take it back. My fourth goal, I am going back to school this fall.
Uh-oh.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, Lord.
You coming here?
I'm probably about to be coming back.
I know, that's right.
Yes.
I'm excited.
So, I think those are my main four, is, you know, that. But above all of that, keeping God at the forefront of everything that I do is my main priority this year. So my next question is, what is, what is one thing, if you could tell January 2023 you, what is one thing that you would tell them or give them advice? Like, if you had the opportunity to go back and do everything over again in 2023, what is something that you would tell January 2023 you?
I would say trust your intuition. Like, I feel like I've just now tapped into, like, I feel like one of God's gifts to me is, like, discernment and intuitiveness. And I'm just, like, now realizing that a lot. But, like, I didn't start realizing it till, like, this last 2 months, really, if to even that. Like, literally maybe the last month or so. Like, before in January, I would, or not, ooh, Lord, not in January, but in, like, 2023, I did not trust my intuition. And now I look back at certain situations like, dang, I really knew that for real. I really knew that, but I didn't trust myself and, like, the gift God gave me. But now I look at it like, dang, I wish I would have, you know, trusted myself more. So now I'm taking that into 2024 with me.
You said you feel like you've been more intuitive in the last 2 months. What do you think the switch was? Like,
I don't have any idea. I literally don't know. I really just...
Tapped in.
Yes, and maybe it's like being around like friends like you and like others, because I feel like I kind of like isolate myself a lot. So like being around other people and they're like, I'm like able to give advice or like talk about situations and they're like, dang, you're so right about that, or like understanding stuff and like getting a result, but like saying something and then getting the result and being right about
absolutely.
It like
it reinforces
it like helped me understand like, oh my gosh, I was right, instead of like just me knowing it, like other people seeing it too. It's kind of like okay,
absolutely.
So yeah, that's mine.
Did you
want to
go next?
No, you could go.
One thing that I would tell January 2023 Chelsea, if I could change everything over again, some people you just gonna have to let go of, regardless of how long you've known them, how long you've been friends with them, whether you call them your sister or your brother or whatever the case may be. You gotta let go. Some people are only meant to last in your life for a season. And whatever season that may be, it's a lesson in itself. Learn from that lesson. Take from that lesson what you can. Grieve that relationship, but you gotta move on. You can't harbor on those feelings. And when you do that, you also have to forgive. Like, I never realized how healing forgiveness was until I entered last year. And I was actually just telling Kamaya about this not too long ago, is that the reason why I can be in these spaces with people and not want to fight them or not want to say anything to them is because I realized that anger is just a moment.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Anger, you were telling
is,
me that.
Anger is just
Let me write that down.
Yeah, that eight.
Anger is just a
moment. You were telling me that. Sometimes you'll go to sleep angry, you wake up angry, but at the end of the day, anger is really just a moment.
Yep, she was telling me that.
Whoa, that is so good. That's
but the actions after that affect you for the rest of your life. The actions that you take because of that feeling reflect on you for the rest of your life.
Oh my goodness.
So would I rather reflect on this moment of feeling? Would I rather take action on this moment of feeling, or would I rather just forgive and move on? Would I rather just heal and move on? And healing is a process. That's one of the biggest things that I had to learn last year, is that healing is a process. Sometimes you're going to be angry, sometimes you're going to be sad, sometimes you're going to cry, but that healing is going to get you to where you need to be.
Ooh, Chelsea, where were you a whole 12 months ago?
Oh my goodness,
girl, anger is just a moment. Let me write that down.
But anger is truly just a moment.
Yep, she was so.
But every action that you take after that is going to be a reflection of you. It's going to be a reflection of the things that you're trying to do. And knowing who I am, knowing this name that I've made for myself, knowing the goals that I'm trying to make, to fulfill, is it really worth it? Is it really worth spending time in that anger?
And it's not, nine times out of ten.
Because one of the things that I learned when my dad passed away is that as sucky as it is, the world moves on. The world moves on. There are people that I know to this day that have wronged me. And I could choose to sit in that anger and be like, I don't want to be around them. I don't want to be in these spaces because of them. This and that. They wake up every day. They put their shoes on. They put their pants on. And they go to work. And they move on with life. Your world stops and their world keeps going. And how is that fair to you?
Right. Do you? The only one hurting is you.
The only person that's hurting is you. So what I had to do is, no matter how much it hurt me because it came from somebody that I love, that I cherish, their world is still moving.
Exactly.
Ooh. So you got to get up and keep moving your world too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The world don't, time don't stop for nobody.
It literally doesn't.
So if that was, if that's one thing that I could go back and tell January 2023 Chelsea, is that keep moving your world. Keep moving your world because time don't stop.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And as we know, 2023 went on crack.
Right.
Time for 2023 was on crack.
It was on cocaine.
So it's like, the world is going to keep moving regardless of whether you decide to get up out of bed or not.
Man. Ooh.
That's so funny.
I needed to hear that today.
So that's just really what I've had to realize.
That is so true. Because you laying in the bed being angry ain't doing nothing to hurt them. It's hurting you.
It's really hurting you.
So...
Wow, Adrian. That was really good. Well, I'm gonna steal everything you just said. I'm gonna put that in my pocket that as well. I'm taking that with me. I feel like, in addition to everything you just said, one of the things I would tell myself, if I could go back to 2023, Adrian, I would say, I'm gonna be real. I would say, worry about your own life. You will change the world one day, but it ain't today. Worry about your own life. Focus on school, focus on your orgs, focus on God. Everything else will come, okay? Everything else, you can help people when you get out in the world, but right now you need help, focus on yourself. That's what I would tell myself if I could go back. But in addition to everything you said as well, I'm writing that down.
Even with that, the world is not yours to carry on your shoulder.
It's so true.
The world is not yours to carry on your shoulder, and I think...
Yeah, that's facts.
That was a big thing that I had to learn is that regardless of how much you love somebody, sometimes you gotta let people fail on their own.
Yeah.
You can't be there to pick them up and carry them every time step of the way.
And that was one of my problems. I want to pick up everybody and carry them.
Right. Yeah. I think that was one of the biggest things that I had to learn in being like president for different organizations when I was in college is that you sometimes people gotta fail.
Yeah.
And then you just gonna have to check them about it later on. Yep. You can't.
Because that was my issue too.
You can't do everything just because you're president. That's the reason why you have an executive board to begin with. But even taking that lesson from being a president of a board and just putting that into my life now as an adult is that everybody's issues, whether it's your friend or your family, or your partner, it cannot be your issue.
Yeah, it is.
It has to be. You can't carry everybody else's world and then try to carry yours on top of that. You can't do it. You're not God.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. I think, and it comes with an ego. You're not God.
Do you?
And you gotta get out of
it
trying
does come
to be
with ego.
Captain Save Everybody. Right. you can't do that. That's the reason why God is who He is.
Absolutely.
Because He can do that. We as man can't do that. The best we can do is give it to Him and allow Him to follow the path for us.
I can pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
So. So we are almost at the 40-minute mark already.
So
I think the last thing is just final thoughts. What are you looking forward to this year? What are some things that you're hoping to learn? Some new things that you're, you know, interested in trying. But final thoughts.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to community. I feel like as I keep growing and as I develop my sense of self and my reflections and just my understanding of myself and my God, I'm finding my community and I'm so excited to sit. You know, there was a time I used to like long for conversations like this. So I'm really excited for community. I think that I'm being brought closer to my community and I'm very hopeful and excited for that this year.
I'm excited for growth. I feel like this year, I feel like I'm going to leave out this year a different person for real. I feel like I'm going to leave out with kind of like what you said, community. I never thought about that. Like, just people surrounding me that I can really count on and lean on in, like, a village. I never really had that before. As far as, like, friendship-wise, like, of course my family. But other than that, like, people that didn't kind of feel like a need, like, oh, you're family, I have to be here.
Right.
Like, people that kind of just want to be there. Like, I love that aspect of everything. And I just feel like, I don't know, this year I just feel like it's just going to be a groundbreaking year.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I think one of the new things that I'm excited about is I'm traveling more this year.
I'm excited
about that. I've decided that I'm gonna be selfish with my time.
Yes.
And I think that's something that I'm not used to doing. So I'm traveling more this year. So I'm excited. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about me getting back into my passions, doing this podcast again. You know, getting my content back with my new teacher page. So follow that. It's KIW.MissFitz.
Yeah.
MissFitz.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm just gonna be, you know, showing what my life is like as a teacher. So I'm excited about that. Getting back into singing, something that I really love, and I just like kind of just. Nah. Yeah. So getting back into that, but most importantly, getting back into my relationship with God. I'm really, really excited about that. Growing in my ministry. So follow that as well. A Minute of Faith Ministries on Instagram. But getting back into the things that I love, but especially getting back into my relationship with God. Like I can't, you know, focus in on that enough. I really spent a lot of time putting everything else before him. And so to be able to get back into my word and to get back into going to church regularly and just talking and praying to God more, I'm very excited for that. I'm also excited on growing new relationships, you know, grieving the old ones. And not too many people say they're excited about grieving, but I feel like when you are able to grieve old ones, you open yourself up to being able to be in new ones.
Absolutely.
So, you know, grieving old relationships, but fostering the new ones that I've slowly been able to build over the last year.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm excited about. But I'm just excited to see where God is about to take me this year. I think 2023 was the year of crying and the year of tears, but I think 2024 is now taking them tears and sowing them into new blessings. So I'm excited to see where God has a sword really for all three of us. I'm just really excited to see what's next. So
me too.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. So I'm excited. Yeah. I'm also excited for, you know, the next episode of this podcast. I'm excited. As always, I want to thank y'all for joining me on this journey. For all the texts about when you gonna drop another episode. It's been a year. When you gonna come out with another episode? Well, the episode is here. Yeah. Okay? The content's gonna keep coming, so don't worry.
Period.
As always, I thank y'all for supporting me and always being here, especially the people who remember when this was just a couple of Snapchat videos
every once in a while,
and now it's a podcast. So for the people that's been here from Snapchat all the way to now, y'all are the real MVP, and I love y'all to death. Thank you to Kamaya and Adrian for being on this episode with me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I'm excited, y'all. I'm really excited to see where what's going next. So as always, I love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. And that is how Chelsea sees it. Peace, y'all.
Period.